Welcome to the Birkett Long Lawcast. With me today is Philip George, who is the former managing partner of Birkett Long and who now works for the firm on a consultancy basis. The reason he's here with us today is because he's celebrating a milestone, 40 years working for Birkett Long, and he's going to tell us all about it. So, Philip, how did you start?
I first came to the firm in 1975, having done a training contract, or articles as they were then called, in a firm in London. They were a very nice firm. They kindly offered me a job, but I'd seen enough about London at the time to decide that I didn't want my career to be there forever, and that I would prefer to be in a rather more provincial environment. So I'd looked around for a job and stumbled into what was then called Smith, Morton and Long, mm-hmm. who is now part of Birkett Long.
So describe what the firm was like then.
It was a very different place to Birkett Long now. It had two offices. The main office was in Halstead, and that was the office that I joined. I think I would probably have been about the 15th member of staff, but it was a delightful office with wonderful people. We worked very hard, but the environment was very different. The office closed for lunch, and most of the staff went home for lunch. And if you actually used, if you were a secretary and used an electric typewriter, you were at the height of technology. Most people had manual typewriters. And of course, that meant that if any mistakes were made, by and large, the document had to be done again. So that meant that two things happened. One, by and large, people didn't make mistakes. And of course, documents were much shorter than they are now, because you had to value every word that you put into documents. So it was a very different world. We had a wonderful tea lady who came round the office and served us tea in china cups, morning and afternoon. And every will that was made in the office was copied out in a wonderful longhand by hand into what was called a will book. So instead of having a photocopy of every will that we made, we had a book which contained all the wills in a wonderful copperplate hand. I think the firm still owns those books, which are a wonderful piece of history.
You describe the firm as a family firm. What do you mean by that?
Well, it was a small firm in those days, I mentioned, so it did have a family feel. But the wonderful thing about Birkett Long over the years is that we've got bigger and bigger and bigger. We've now got something like 180 people, I think, in our three offices. And yet we are still a family firm. And that means that staff and partners really do care for one another and look out for one another. I think if that we all celebrate everyone's success together and also feel for one another when there are hard times, and inevitably with 180 people from time to time, enormous things to celebrate, there are sometimes things to be really sad about. And I think people feel those emotions together and look out for one another, and it's just like a big family.
So over your 40 years with the firm, how has it changed?
It's changed almost out of any recognition. It had to, because the world has changed, and if a firm of lawyers is to be successful, it has to change with it. We've seen over that 40 years that firms have divided really into two types. There are those that have been prepared to change and to grow, and firms that have rather stuck their head in the sand and not embrace change and not embrace technology, and have in many cases withered away and died or been taken over by more healthy firms. So the firm has had to change, and that means it's had to embrace technology in a big way. I think Birkett Long would like to believe that it has for many years been in the forefront of technology. That's not just us saying it, but when we recruit new members of staff, particularly people who come from big firms in London, they're always, I think, quite amazed at the quality of the technology that we can offer them here. They think that because we're a small firm in the provinces, that the standard of technology is not likely to be as great as it is in London, but that hasn't been the case. So we've embraced technology, and we've also embraced specialism in a way that other firms may not have done. We embraced specialism very early on. when a lot of firms were still believing that Ford was to be a GP. Of course, what you have to do now is to be a real specialist in your area, so you cannot afford these days to be a GP. We have changed, we've developed specialist teams to offer specialist advice to our clients, and that has been an enormous change now that we see 40 years ago was not the case. By and large, all the lawyers then were GPs.
So what was it like being managing partner? You weren't managing partner clearly for 40 years. How many years were you managing partner for?
I was managing partner for 8 years between 2002 and 2010. It had its ups and it had its downs, but it was a real privilege to be the managing partner of the firm and ultimately having the biggest say probably in the way the firm was to go, the changes that it was to make. I suppose one of the most exciting things that happened during my time as managing partner was that the Chelmsford office was opened. We'd previously been a North Essex firm only, but we had a vision that we wanted to be the preeminent Essex firm, and opening the Chelmsford office was very much part of that. We now, of course, have a Basildon office, and that has come after I ceased being managing partner, although it was always part of the vision from the mid-2000s onwards that we would need another office in Essex to help us achieve our purpose of being the preeminent firm here.
During that time, you would have seen the firm through quite a serious recession. How did that feel?
Pretty tough, to be honest. I'd seen a number of recessions in my career earlier on, not as managing partner, but as a partner in the firm. And there have been some difficult times, but I don't think anything prepared me or indeed anyone else for the depth of the recession that hit us in 2008. It was almost like a tap being turned off in terms of the work that was coming into the firm. And we had to react to that situation very quickly. It was very hard because we had redundancies, staff going on to short time working, and it was very difficult to be at the helm to oversee those situations. But because we had always worked so hard at keeping our clients and our staff in touch with the way things were in the firm, I think it made life a little easier than it might otherwise have been, because the staff were incredibly understanding and they knew that the steps that we were taking were steps that had to be taken in order to preserve the firm for the longer term. Happily, the steps we took saw the firm through the recession, and we were well able to deal with the new world that we found ourselves at the end of the recession. But those times were difficult.
You eventually stood down from your role as managing partner in 2010. Can you tell us why you did that?
Yes, I'd done the job for 8 years, and the last two or three of them were quite hard. I think 8 years is probably long enough to do a job like that. My predecessor, Chris Holmes, had actually done the job for 7 years, and I'd actually identified Adrian Lisley as being a very capable of successor to me in the job. And I think that if he was going to do the job in view of his age, it was probably the right time for him to take over then. He was mature enough and wise enough to be able to take the job over, but also young enough and energetic enough to put into the job the energy that it needed. So the timing seemed quite right.
It's fair to say you didn't retire, did you? You're still a consultant, and how do you spend your time now?
Yes, I enjoy being a consultant for the firm, and that takes up a varying amount of my time depending on what is going on. But I've been fortunate enough to become involved with a number of other leading local businesses, many of them who are clients of Birkett Long, in a non-executive capacity. So I'm now non-executive chairman of Kent Blacksell and of the CA Blackwell group of companies, and also of Healthcare Homes, and vice chairman of Essex Cares. All those organisations are clients of Birkett Long, so it's lovely to have a continuing relationship with the firm in that capacity. There are also quite a number of charitable activities that I do. One in particular has evolved as a result of the loss of our youngest son. Sadly, our son Rob died of leukemia in December 2013, and we have set up a foundation in his memory called the Rob George Foundation to to help young people, deserving young people in various circumstances. And that foundation has really taken off and has taken up an enormous amount of time, which is wonderful. So one way or another, my life is quite busy.
And what is your view of the future of Birkett Long now?
I think the future is very bright indeed. The firm continues to evolve and develop. I was very excited, as I'm sure most of the firm were, to hear the news of the office move. 26, 27 years ago, the firm moved in Colchester to its current premises in Crouch Street, and they've served the firm extremely well. But inevitably, during that period of time, things move on, and the opportunity to have a brand new office in the centre of Colchester, but close also to the railway station, with lots of parking and an office built in exactly the way we want it to be built, is a wonderful opportunity to move the firm on. So I think the future is very bright indeed. We've got some wonderful lawyers here and a very good management team, and I think it will only continue to go from strength to strength.
Lastly, talking of lawyers, what would your advice be to a young person who is thinking about embarking on a legal career?
Yes, that's an interesting one. My eldest son is a lawyer himself, and presumably he decided it was quite a good thing to be, but being eldest sons, he never asks for much advice. He just gets on and does it, and he does it very well. But if a young lawyer asks for my advice, I guess I would say that you need to work hard, but you also need to play hard. Balance in life is very, very important, and I think a lot of young people, and particularly young lawyers, think that the only thing that will make you successful is to work every hour that God gave. You have to work hard, but I don't believe that to get your work-life balance wrong in that way is the right way forward. So that's one piece of advice. I think the other one probably is that you've got to find something that makes you special, and it's no good these days being just another divorce lawyer or just another commercial lawyer. You've got to have a USP, a unique selling point, something that makes you special and that makes a firm want to recruit and keep you. So it comes back to what we were talking about earlier, which is specialist skills. You need to decide something that is going to be an attractive commodity so that clients want to come to you, and if clients want to come to you, then the firm will want you to work for them as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.